2 Chronicles chapter 29. Hezekiah became king when he was 25 years old, and he ruled as king in Jerusalem for 29 years. His mother's name was Abijah, daughter of Zechariah. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, like everything that his father David had done. In the first month of the first year of his reign, Hezekiah opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. He brought the priests and the Levites and assembled them there in the eastern square. He said to them, "Listen to me, you Levites, consecrate yourselves now and consecrate the house of the Lord, the God of your fathers. Remove the filth from the holy place, for our fathers have been unfaithful. They have done evil in the eyes of the Lord our God. They have forsaken him. They have turned their faces away from the dwelling of the Lord. They have turned their backs. They also have shut the doors of the porch of the temple and have extinguished the lamps. They have not burned incense or offered burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. So the wrath of the Lord is on Judah and Jerusalem. He has made them into an object of terror, horror, and hissing, as you see with your own eyes. Look, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons, our daughters, and our wives are in captivity because of this. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord, the God of Israel, so that his fierce anger will turn away from us. Now, you my sons, do not be negligent, for you are the ones the Lord has chosen to stand in his presence, to minister to him, to serve him, and to burn incense to him." These are the Levites who responded. From the descendants of the Kohathites, Mahath, son of Amasai, and Joel, son of Azariah. From the descendants of Merari, Kish, son of Abdi, and Azariah, son of Jehaliel. From the Gershonites, Joah, son of Zima, and Eden, son of Joah. From the descendants of Elizaphan, Shimri, and Jeiel. From the descendants of Asaph, Zechariah, and Mattaniah. From the descendants of Haman, Jehiel, and Shimei. And from the descendants of Jeduthun, Shemaiah, and Uziel. They gathered their brother Levites, consecrated themselves, and went to cleanse the house of the Lord, as the king commanded by the words of the Lord. The priests entered the inner part of the Lord's house to cleanse it. They brought every unclean thing that they found in the Lord's temple out into the courtyard of the house of the Lord. The Levites took it and carried it out to the Kidron Valley. On the first day of the first month, they began to consecrate the temple. By the eighth day of the month, they had gotten as far as the porch of the Lord. They continued to purify the house of the Lord for 8 more days. On the 16th day of the first month, they completed the work. They went in to King Hezekiah and said, "We have cleansed the entire house of the Lord, the altar burnt offering and all its utensils, and the table for the presentation of bread and all its utensils. We have prepared and consecrated all the utensils which King Ahaz discarded during his reign when he was unfaithful. Look, they are right there in front of the altar of the Lord." King Hezekiah got up early. He gathered the officials of the city and went up to the house of the Lord. They brought 7 bulls, 7 rams, 7 lambs, and 7 male goats as a sin offering for the kingdom, for the sanctuary, and for Judah. He commanded the sons of Aaron, the priests, to offer them on the altar of the Lord. So they slaughtered the cattle. The priests collected the blood and splashed it against the altar. They killed the rams and splashed the blood against the altar. They killed the lambs and splashed the blood against the altar. Then they brought the male goats for the sin offering to the king and the assembly, and they laid their hands on them. The priests slaughtered them and made a sin offering with their blood on the altar to make atonement for all Israel, because the king had commanded a burnt offering and a sin offering for all Israel. He stationed the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, harps, and lyres, according to the command of David, of Gad, the king's seer, and of Nathan, the prophet, because a command that comes through the hand of his prophets is a command from the hand of the Lord. The Levites stood with musical instruments prescribed by David, and the priests stood with the trumpets. Hezekiah commanded that the burnt offering be offered on the altar. At the time that the burnt offering began, the song to the Lord and the trumpets also began. While the instruments prescribed by David, king of Israel, were playing, the whole assembly bowed down and worshipped. The singers sang. The trumpeters sounded the trumpets. All this continued until the burnt offering was completed. When the burnt offering was finished, the king and all those present with him bowed down and worshipped. King Hezekiah and his officials commanded the Levites to sing praises to the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. They sang glad praises and bowed down and worshipped. Hezekiah responded, "Now you have taken up your duty to the Lord. Approach and bring sacrifices and thank offerings to the house of the Lord." The assembly brought sacrifices and thank offerings. All those whose hearts were willing brought burnt offerings. The number of burnt offerings which the assembly brought was 70 cattle, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. All these served as a burnt offering to the Lord. The consecrated offerings consisted of 600 cattle and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too few to be able to skin all the burnt offerings. So their brothers, the Levites, helped them until the work was completed, and until more priests had consecrated themselves, because the Levites were more upright in heart in consecrating themselves than the priests. In addition to the great number of burnt offerings, they presented both the fat of the fellowship offerings and the drink offerings that accompany the burnt offerings. So the service of the house of the Lord was restored. Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced, because God had restored this for the people, and all this had been done very quickly. Chapter 30. Hezekiah sent messengers to all Israel and Judah. He also wrote letters inviting Ephraim and Manasseh to come to the house of the Lord at Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover for the Lord, the God of Israel. The king, his officials, and the whole assembly in Jerusalem had made plans to celebrate the Passover in the second month. They were not able to celebrate it at its proper time because the priests had not consecrated themselves in sufficient number and the people had not assembled in Jerusalem. The plan seemed right in the eyes of the king and in the eyes of the whole assembly. So they decided to issue a proclamation throughout Israel from Beersheba to Dan to come to observe the Passover for the Lord, the God of Israel, at Jerusalem, because they had not been celebrating it with large numbers of people as had been commanded. Runners were sent out with letters from the hand of the king and from his officials to all Israel and Judah. Because of the command of the king, they made the following announcement. "People of Israel, return to the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and he will return to the remnant of you who have escaped from the hand of the kings of Assyria. You must not be like your fathers or like your brothers, who were unfaithful to the Lord, the God of their fathers. That is why he gave them up for desolation, as you see. Now you must not be stiff-necked like your fathers. Give your hand to the Lord. Come to his sanctuary, which he has consecrated forever. Serve the Lord your God, so that his fierce anger will turn away from you. For if you return to the Lord, your brothers and your children will be shown compassion in the presence of their captors, and be permitted to return to this land, for the Lord your God is gracious and merciful. He will not turn his face away from you if you return to him." The runners went from city to city through the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and even as far as Zebulun. But people laughed at them and ridiculed them. Nevertheless, some men from Asher, Manasseh, and Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. But in Judah, the hand of God was present to give them one heart to follow the command of the king and the command of the officials in agreement with the word of the Lord. Many people gathered in Jerusalem to keep the festival of unleavened bread in the second month, a very great assembly. They quickly removed the altars from Jerusalem. They took away all the altars for burning incense and threw them into the Kidron Valley. They slaughtered the Passover lambs on the 14th day of the second month. The priests and the Levites had been put to shame, so they consecrated themselves and brought burnt offerings into the house of the Lord. They took up their positions as prescribed in the law of Moses, the man of God. The priests splashed the blood, which was given to them by the Levites, against the altar. Because many of the assembly had not consecrated themselves, the Levites carried out the slaughtering of the Passover lambs for everyone who was not ceremonially clean, to make them holy to the Lord. A large number of people, many of whom were from Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun, had not purified themselves, but they ate the Passover anyway, in a manner not keeping with what is written. So Hezekiah prayed for them, "May the good Lord pardon everyone all around, that is, everyone who seeks God the Lord, the God of his fathers, with all his heart, even though he does not have the ceremonial purity required by the holy place." The Lord heard Hezekiah and healed the people. The people of Israel who were present in Jerusalem observed the festival of unleavened bread for 7 days with great rejoicing. The Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day with loud instruments for the Lord. Hezekiah encouraged the hearts of all the Levites, who displayed wonderful skills in service of the Lord. They ate the food of the festival for the appointed 7 days, presenting fellowship sacrifices and giving thanks to the Lord, the God of their fathers. The entire assembly agreed to celebrate for another 7 days. They gladly did it for another 7 days because Hezekiah, king of Judah, provided 1,000 bulls and 7,000 sheep for the assembly, and the officials contributed 1,000 bulls and 10,000 sheep for the assembly. The priests consecrated themselves in great number. The whole assembly of Judah rejoiced together with the priests, the Levites, the entire assembly from Israel, the aliens who resided in the land of Israel, and the people who lived in Judah. There was great joy in Jerusalem, because since the time of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel, there had been nothing like this in Jerusalem. Then the Levitical priests arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard. Their prayer ascended to the Lord's holy dwelling in heaven. Chapter 31. When all this was finished, all the Israelites who were present went out to the cities of Judah. They broke the sacred memorial pillars into pieces, chopped down the Asherah poles, and smashed the high places and the altars throughout Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh until the task was finished. Then all the people of Israel returned to their cities, each of them to his own property.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.